The Sudans are teetering on the brink of war. Sport-themed Bibles are a hot commodity in the Olympic Village, and one mission group is thinking about Christmas already. These stories and more on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Sudans are teetering on the brink of war. The UN Security Council gave the two countries till August 2nd to reach a peace deal. But Matt Parker with Kids Alive International says
that deadline has now passed. There has been no resolution at the moment. The talks have stalled.
No new talks are scheduled. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned that sanctions are possible if nothing resolves. There's disagreement over security, land, and oil resources. Ongoing fighting is creating up to 4,000 new refugees per day, and that's extremely disruptive to Kids Alive projects in both countries.
We would have liked to have got on with the construction of a new children's home. That is our plan down in South Sudan, but we've had to delay that a little bit because of the current situation. We're monitoring things very closely, and obviously our primary concern is the safety of our children and our staff.
Kids Alive is committed to staying.
As an organization, we are committed to sharing with these children the love of Christ.
Next, there may be a sales slump in London's West End, but churches tell a different story when it comes to the demand for Olympic-themed Bibles, booklets, and resources. According to a release from More Than Gold, there are 20 groups involved in outreach. They're experiencing the same thing. For example, the Bible Society's special edition of the sports Bibles available in the Olympic Village have sold out. They're looking at a reprint of another 8,000. Pray that the gospel seed sown will grow. You're listening to Mission Network News. Around 300,000 children are trafficked in Ghana and Haiti each year. These kids are often as young as 5 years old. Bethany Christian Services just kicked off their Safe Not Sold campaign last Wednesday to rescue trafficked children in Ghana and Haiti and put them in Christian foster homes. Bethany's president and CEO, Bill Blackwire, explains.
Our campaign is to help Bethany with the financial support to recruit these foster parents, train the foster parents, and also to have a caseworker involved to do therapy with the children.
Their goal?
To initially serve 100 children in Ghana, and in Haiti, work with 200 children per year.
The gospel message is at the heart of it all.
We recruit Christian foster families who can pass on the message to the child as they care for the child on a daily basis. In addition to providing the physical safety of the child, we also care spiritually for the child's life.
You can sponsor a foster child or give a one-time gift of just $8. Give us a call to learn more. Next, it's about the time of year when the really ambitious stores pull out the decorations for Christmas. But they're not the only ones. AMG International says they're already preparing for their big Christmas gift distribution called Bundles of Love. Kids will get a gift, often with clothes, shoes, blankets, toys, and other fun stuff. They're also told about Jesus, the true meaning of Christmas. AMG needs your help to do it, though. Just $20 provides a bundle of love. We'll connect you at our website. And did you know that Russia has more orphans today than it did after World War II? That's 730,000. If these orphans graduate from the orphanages without any support or family, many turn to drugs or crime. Orphan Outreach sends mission teams year after year to minister to these kids, and one of their teams just got back yesterday. They spent a week reaching out to six different orphanages around St. Petersburg. We caught up with Orphan Outreach's Paula Hayes to hear about the trip.
We did a scavenger hunt loosely based on the Olympics and had countries for the kids and teams to go to, and at every stop they would learn a Bible truth.
Although the team is back, Orphan Outreach has follow-up staff who visit the orphanages year-round and keep teaching kids about Christ. Please, pray.
Pray for the many seeds that have been planted and just ask that God would make them grow.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Mission by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains that missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and some of their approach needs to be reformed. You can find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.